have no doubt that over the next 55 minutes or so, that I'm going to share with you a series of ideas that even if you don't register all of them, but just manage to put one in your heart, one in your psychological pocket, it can make a true and everlasting difference in the way that you look at life. And I'll just throw at the beginning here this one simple idea, is that everything depends not upon what we look at, but what it is in us that's doing this looking. Everything depends upon the nature that we have with which we interact in life. So to begin, I want to urge you to be as honest as you can tonight. And let's start with a simple question. Honestly, how many of you here or at home listening to this, if that's the case, how many of you want to be great? Come on. Everybody wants to be great. Now, the next question is a little tougher, which is, how many of you think the ship may have left you at the dock? It's a tough thing, isn't it? Because we have inside of us, and I know that all of us will agree, something that just naturally knows that we are intended to have a certain greatness in our lives. I don't care who you talk to. And I want you to understand that greatness, true greatness, as we'll look into it, it isn't meant for others. It's meant for you, it's meant for myself, it's meant for every single human being on this planet. It's actually our right. But it's a right that has to be exercised. It's a right that comes to individuals who are willing to recognize, first by that inherent longing they have for something great in their lives, and then to take the steps necessary, such as we'll do tonight, to follow that up to see where they can get to with their wish to actualize this longing they have for greatness. So, start with a simple idea. Number one, we ask, what really is greatness? I know that we have we're sort of flippant in our lives. We think we know so much all the time. But what is greatness? We're interested in it, we long for it, but what is the nature of greatness itself? And we have to look at this from a slightly different angle, and you'll need to work hard over this time that we're together so that your mind stays sharp and you hear all the ideas that you're supposed to. First of all, we don't ever see greatness itself. We never see greatness itself. What we see is the expression of greatness in certain individuals. Greatness, like love, or like fear, for that matter, is a certain quality, a certain state of energy, a certain kind of consciousness, a certain form of light. Use the word you wish. Greatness is something that a human being brings into his or her life through a kind of relationship that they develop with it, so that when we look at someone who is great, and all of us can think according to our preferences who we think is a great human being, whether it's an Albert Einstein, a Tiger Woods, or some saint, that we can recognize as we review these people in our mind that this individual that I see as being great is great. And listen, and this is a key idea here, because something in that individual was made to shine. Something that was in that person that was latent, that was just there. Who knows at what point suddenly this process took place where greatness began to reveal its existence through that person's potential. But that wherever that occurred, this greatness that we see in others began to relate and interact with whatever that person's wish was. Or in some instances, and you can see this, a man like Tiger Woods or someone like some great whatever, they have maybe an inclination, they have a kind of tendency, or they have an innate gift.